Got it. MLS Aces episode 143. This is your host, Tom Sweezy. And I got to thank producer Jason over there for the 3-2-1. Jason, how you doing, bud?
Good. So I was prompted to avoid legal snags by notifying you both that we are recording.
Appreciate it, producer Jason. Appreciate it.
It prompted me as I hit recording, so just make sure.
I also have to welcome on Uncle Daddy Sam Nelson. Sam, how you doing?
You're doing fantastic.
Quarantine. Sorry? Yeah, quarantine's getting to me, guys. I'm going to be completely honest.
Dude, I'm losing my mind on here.
I absolutely don't.
I walked 16 miles in 4 days. That was pretty good.
You did what?
I walked 16 miles in 4 days.
I thought you said you lost 16 pounds in 4 days. I was.
That's
like,
what I heard. That's exactly crap. What I heard. I was like, Jason, you got to go to a fucking doctor, man.
Bro, I can't go to a doctor. They're all closed.
So you
true.
I broke my hand like cooking the other day, and it's not looking too good. And my wife looks at me and she goes, "You should go see a doctor."
You
I was
broke
like,
"Your hand? You're just like
no,
chilling?"
I burnt my hand. Now I see the listening problems aren't just me.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I burnt my hand, and it was like, well, I guess I'm just gonna have to deal with this. Like it blistered and everything right away. I'm screwed.
I love these listening issues that are happening early because I know that when Tom makes his first pick and he says like Landon Donovan or something, we can just write down Pirlo and just be like, oh, weird. But Canadian international Andrea Pirlo.
Canadian international Andrea Pirlo.
Jason, so you snuck that in there a little bit, but we, trying to figure out what we're going to talk about during these quarantine pods, we've decided to do another MLS Aces draft, but we're having our entire roster player pool is going to be every single player that has ever played in Major League Soccer. And just to give clarification, it is going to be like their MLS career. So perfect choice, Jason. Andrea Pirlo obviously would be like a top five pick if we're just going overall careers, right? But
I thought you were saying top five pick if we're just going MLS
career. Of course.
Guys, he had one goal. It was an amazing goal, probably.
And then, probably. Like, the amount he sat on the bench, like, you can't pass that up.
So clearly what Sam and Jason are saying is that we're not going to be picking a Pirlo because his MLS career wasn't the best. So that's an example.
But I need a holding midfielder.
Yeah, you do. I mean, everyone should have one. We went based off last week's picks of our fantasy expansion teams. Sam, you got the most votes, so you decided that you wanted to pick third in our draft.
If I won, I should go last.
Yeah, so. Sam, you won, so you go last. Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I know I was, like, drunk when I texted you guys that, but, like, I thought that, like, that made sense.
You gave us a sentence that was straight up, like, from the, like, magic world.
Right, yeah, your sentence made no sense. Work at a brewery. You drink all day.
I read it six times before I even responded, trying to figure out what I was supposed to say.
And it was just like, the fuck was that, Sam?
Oh, yeah, my response was just like, what magic country are you from?
Jason, you finished with the second most votes, so you decided to pick second, which was a bold choice, I think.
But that's not why he picked second.
No, Jason, explain to us why you decided that you wanted to pick second.
I picked second because I came in second previously, so I thought, you know what? Why don't we just ride the same wave?
Yes, that's a good explanation. I
picked second because I have the most picks.
We all get 11 picks.
We all
that's
get
not correct.
11 picks.
Okay, I have the least wait time.
Yep, that's true. Better. There you go. That's the best
point.
There we
go.
I came in dead last in the voting. So that means I get to pick first, which makes no... I mean, it's kind of like, I guess, the NFL, where if you do the worst, you get the first pick.
Tom, I really did, like, love all of your insight, and I kind of felt bad that you did end up with the least amount of votes.
I'm not
honestly. I didn't feel bad at all. I felt the Tucson Sentinel were really, really a front runner there.
I felt good if my name was spelled correctly in the poll, and I still got the most votes.
You know, I might have blamed autocorrect, but
the Long Island crocodiles definitely didn't.
Crocodiles.
All right. So
this is what it's all about, folks.
Wait. Sam, your team was named the Sunbathers, right?
Yes. Yeah, the logo is just a hot chick in a bikini.
I knew it was spelled wrong. That's probably why you won, man.
The logo is a guy in a Speedo. That's all it is.
Oh, I would have voted for that.
The logo is Alexi Lalas in a Speedo.
Ah, that beautiful.
Got to put a ginger on there.
Is it long-haired, long beard, Alexi?
It's long-haired goatee. The goatee, like, literally goes down to the Speedo.
Yes. Love it.
Wow.
All right.
That's probably accurate.
I'm going to just do a little quick cleanup before we start doing this draft, guys.
Good idea.
If you guys want to hear more about Alexi Lalas and Espedo and other takes that we have, you can follow us on social media. Twitter, at MLS Aces, at Jason Vivang, at Uncle underscore Sam, XIII, and at Tom Sweeze. Instagram, haven't updated that in a while since we've had zero games going on. But if you want to follow us there, MLS underscore Aces. And that's the thing. All I got. You can go to MLSAces.com. Once games and news and action starts kicking back up, definitely going to be way more stuff on there, from blogs to podcasts to videos and such. Yeah. Okay. So are you guys ready? Oh, and wait. Sorry, I apologize.
Yeah, they can go back in time and listen to the last episode if they haven't, which was awesome.
Which they definitely should.
Yeah. Last episode's definitely a standstill.
I think you mean a standout.
No, I meant like standstill as in like... it's not the right word. Definitely it's not the right word.
You mean like it's an evergreen podcast? Like,
yeah.
You can always listen.
I think you mean standout.
Well, okay, it's a standout evergreen podcast.
What is a standstill?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Standstill's when things don't move.
I've been playing a lot of Pokemon in my free time, so maybe I was thinking of Sandshrew. I don't know. It's all the same thing in my head.
Sandshrew.
All right. You guys ready for the all-time MLS Aces draft?
Again, I'm nervous.
Guys, so
am I ready? There's an answer there that I just don't know.
I don't think I'm ready either.
Was Jason trying to be funny? hit the comments below if you thought that was.
Well, now I'm going to get flamed on Twitter.
Jason, you've been flamed on Twitter all week.
Okay.
All week. Tom has been out for you, man.
Tom's like, the coronavirus hasn't gotten enough. We need to get some people down with it. Like, seriously, man. He was coming at me.
Yes, he was. Yeah, I have this bad feeling I'm like the next target, but I don't know.
I'm not even that.
Nah.
You kind of just like turned the dagger once it was in my heart.
Yeah, I mean, Sam, you added on. Had you pushed it.
I expect Jason to do the same. I'm the one getting wrecked. It's fine.
That's like Tom basically looked at me and he's like, "Hey, Jason can't swim," so he pushed me into the pool. And then you were like, "Hey, if we put a shark in there?"
So real quick, I put a shark. Real quick, can you swim?
Yes.
Okay. There
I was
you
a
go.
Swimmer in high school. Actually,
I was just wondering. If tigers you guys... can swim, so maybe I'll throw a tiger in there.
Oh,
Tiger King. I haven't watched it yet, but
I haven't watched it, and I honestly don't plan on it.
I've watched two episodes of it. It's not bad. Not bad.
Well, I assume it's not bad. Half the fucking world's watching it.
Well, it helps pass the time. I'll say that.
I read a couple of Calvin and Hobbes back in the day. I don't need to see it on TV.
So if you guys want to understand what the fuck we just talked about for the last 2 minutes, go follow us on Twitter at MLS Aces. You'll see everything that's been retweeted and posted. All right, you guys ready?
Jason?
I mean, we already went through this part.
Well, obviously we weren't ready when I asked last time because we didn't start. So
That's a good point.
Now yeah. I'm going to assume we're ready, and I kick things off with the number one overall pick. And Jason, I feel a little annoyed that you ruined it a little bit earlier, but
Landon Donovan. Oh,
I think I gotta take
Alexi
the player.
Lala.
I'm taking the player who the MVP award is named after. Won a shit ton of MLS Cups. Landon Donovan.
That's probably fair.
Okay.
I mean, I was down to three players, but Landon Donovan just, you know, he won it out for me.
This player is now, not going to
be. Who are the rest of your players? Who are
the other three? Don't worry about it. I want to see if I can get them my second round. So don't worry.
I think that one of the players is not the one I'm going to pick, if that made sense.
Yep. No, that made sense. You got it.
So I'm picking.
Gonna pick a goalie first.
Oh, no, I'm not you. I'm not picking Bill Hamid.
Bill Hamid?
Anyway, I think Sam might be a little upset by this one. I'm taking Jaime Moreno.
Ooh. First of all, tiny. But,
yeah, it's Jaime Moreno.
What?
I respect the pick.
What? All right, so I'm going to just give you a little. Jaime Moreno was my number three striker option. I'm going to let you know that, Jason.
Damn,
so,
that's a poor decision. Four MLS Cups, four Supporter Shields, two U.S. Open Cups, 133 goals, 102 assists. You're missing out.
You got his stats fucking listed, boy.
Yeah, I did. All
right, Sam. Right. You want to go with your first pick?
I would. My first pick is a midfielder, since we're going to – I see we going for
– I think I have a guess.
Oh, shit.
Who is – no, I'm not going to do that to you. My first pick is actually Carlos Valderrama.
Yep.
One of the best assist getters in MLS. He has, 19 assists, 26 assists one season, 19 in another season. But he also has it's the assists per game record ratio. It's a 0.65. It's the highest in MLS history. 114 assists in 175 games. That's an insane record, and I want him to do my midfield.
The end of the first round, Landon Donovan, Jaime Moreno, and Carlos Valderrama have all been selected. Sam, if you want to start off the second round.
I do. I'm going to grab a defender now while I still can.
I think I know who this is too.
I think you do, but I don't think you do at the same time. I don't know. I'm going to pick Eddie Pope.
Nailed him.
Eddie Pope is I never watched Eddie Pope play live, but
I'm not ready to keep going.
Eddie Pope, I have been told, like, if you watched him play live, is just truly an animal on the field and one of the greatest to ever play defense. And if he could have gone to Europe, it would have been great. So
is the greatest U.S. men's national team center back of all time.
That's what I've heard.
I've heard words.
I've heard words.
All right, Jason, the most amount of picks. You're up next.
Kobe Jones.
Kobe.
Okay. That's a good one. Kobe with a C.
Same town, Jones. Though.
Same town. What? LA.
Same town.
Okay.
As the other Kobe.
Yeah.
No other comment besides you want Kobe Jones?
No, I just want Kobe Jones.
Okay.
I just want Kobe Jones, man.
All right. So
mine now.
My other number one pick is still on the board for me. So I'm going to take him. And it is Preki.
Andrea Pirlo. Oh,
Preki's a good pick.
Preki, two-time MLS MVP. He won his second one after the age of 40. Baller. Welcome to the squad. All right.
Welcome.
So,
welcome to the squad.
Jersey
of the new of the Long Island whatevers.
Oh, true. Those are the names of our. Fuck, I got it. Okay, cool. second round, we saw Eddie Pope, Kobe Jones, and Preki get selected. So far, no modern day player has been selected. Like, still currently playing. I guess Landon Donovan is modern day, but. Whatever. Okay,
I mean, they're all modern day. It's only been 25 years since the league started.
Well, shut up, Sam. How about that one?
The league is literally our age.
I mean, it's older than me, okay?
It's older than me by a year.
All right, fine. The league is my age.
You
really missed on that one, Sam.
Thanks for making me feel old.
My third number one overall pick is still on the board as well.
Oh, Jesus
no one
Christ.
Cares.
Wow.
I mean, he cares.
I care because I'm taking him, and I'm taking the greatest center back to ever fucking step foot in Major League Soccer, Chad Marshall.
Damn, that's a good one. It's a good one.
Well, no, I'm not going for center backs.
All right. Jason, you're up. You have your third pick.
You guys have really thrown a wrench in my plans.
Okay. You're welcome. Glad
you,
to be here.
You have the most picks, though, so you're good.
Yeah, so, like, yeah. I mean, you're going
to
be
so
fine.
So, at the end, I'll have more players on my team. Like, what are you guys going to do when you need to make a sub? Because I have subs.
Yeah. I'm probably just going to cry. If anyone is taking a sub, it's Alan Gordon. That dude knows how to come on and score.
I'm going to pick Thierry Henry.
Okay.
It's a good pick. I respect you.
I mean, I like it. Henry balled with the Red Bulls. It just so happened he didn't like his teammates.
Mr. Henry.
He didn't like a whole lot of people, though, when you really think about it.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. But he's good.
He is very good.
How much more did he
say? Coach of the Montreal Impact. So, yes. Sam.
You guys have a coach on your team? I don't think so.
I will. Don't worry. I will.
He's like, uh-uh-uh.
Oh, actually, I do have a coach on my team. Landon Donovan is the head coach of the San Diego Loyal. So you shut your mouth.
All right, go
the,
take
the Loyal. What a fucking terrible name.
It's because the Chargers left. So, you know, some team had to be loyal to the city. All right.
Am I up next here?
Yep. Your third round. All right.
Well, gentlemen, you guys have coaches. I have media personalities. My next pick is going to be one of the greatest goal scorers who had his career cut short by injury, and that's Taylor Twellman.
Love it.
Between, I mean, what did he have, like 101 goals in like six seasons? And he would have had so much more.
Like, his goal-to-game ratio is ridiculous if you ever look at his
0.58. Yep. 101 goals, 174 appearances. That's insane.
That is not too shabby.
For an eight-year career. Like, what a stud Taylor Twellman is. I'm happy to welcome him to my team.
So the third round, we saw Chad Marshall, Thierry Henry, and Taylor Twellman get selected. Sam, start off the fourth round with your pick.
Okay. With my next pick, I'm going to take someone who's a personal favorite of mine. I'm going to go with another midfielder, and that is Dwayne De Rosario, one of the greatest midfielders MLS has ever seen. This dude has
Canadians.
Yes, that's for sure. Four MLS Cups, 2011 MVP, scored game-winning goals all the time, free kicks for days, 101 goals. I mean, he's a stud. So, Dwayne De Rosario, welcome to the team.
Major respect there. Jason, on to your fourth-round pick.
I am going to take a midfielder.
Okay.
And he is going to be named Sebastian Giovinco. Probably the most recent one on the list, right? That we've picked so far?
So far.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Chad
four-time
Marshall
All-Star.
Maybe too. But,
true. Three-time best 11, MVP 2015, Golden Boot, top assists, newcomer of the year. It just list goes on.
And I honestly think...
And those
Giovinco,
free kicks, my God.
Exactly, that too. Giovinco could play anywhere. If you want to throw him on the wing, throw him at striker, throw him at a 10, wherever you want to play him, you could. And he was like one of the first guys that I feel like when he joined, like he did things that we just didn't see in Major League Soccer up until that point.
So, everything he did, like I was always just amazed. I'd be like, holy crap, like what?
Exactly.
It made you want to watch TFC play.
It really did, which is a feat in itself.
Like I mean, they won the cup with them. They almost won CCL with them on the squad. So did a lot there. And he's the first player selected that is still currently playing soccer. So nice pick, Jason. I am up now, and I'm going to take a man who I think is the modern or the current MLS version of Giovinco, but even better, a guy who's broken records individually, and he did it all last year. Carlitos Vela.
I saw that coming. I didn't want to pick him because he's only been for like a year.
Give a shit. Breaking records, scoring a record number of goals. You can come to the team anytime you want to come to the team. All right, so the fourth round.
On Long Island and not Los Angeles.
It's fine. Hey, better. We're better. The fourth round had some pretty big names with Dwayne Di Rosario, Sebastian Giovinco, and Carlos Vela. That's a solid, solid three-man pick there. All right. On to the fifth round. The fifth round, I start things off here. And I don't know if I want to do that just yet. All right.
Do it. This one's Pirlo. Or a Lampard. I know you want to.
I am going to take a guy who I think is highly underrated in his MLS career.
Yeah, Davide, real stud. Rough stuff.
Jason, you selected your free kick taker with Sebastian Giovinco.
Okay.
I am going to select my free kick taker and my next midfielder in the lefty, Brad Davis.
Oh, that's not at all what I saw coming. I didn't see that coming either.
No. Brad Davis, I think, arguably the greatest Houston Dynamo player to ever play.
Well, it's not hard. It's the Houston Dynamo.
Hey, they had Stu Holden and Jeff Cameron before they got sold to Europe.
Is it my turn?
Yep.
It is your turn.
I'm going to take another Houston Dynamo player.
Ooh.
DeMarcus Beasley.
DBs?
Damn it. That's a good pick. Very good pickup.
You're going for versatility.
I like this.
I like this, Jason. This is going good. You guys always say this, and I'm still going to lose.
All right, so I said Dub Beasley. Yeah, Dub, legend of the game. I mean, legend of the game in multi way, like in multifaceted ways. I can't speak.
And just a good dude. A good dude.
Oh, wait, no, Jason, you can't have him. He's my coach, remember?
Oh, true. Yeah. Sam already got him.
Didn't see that coming?
My bad. Sam, you're fifth round pick.
Okay. Up next, I'm going to take the greatest American soccer player to ever play the game.
Phil Hamid.
Shut up. I wanted someone to say, but Landon Donovan's already been picked, so I can tell you to shut up. Because Clint Dempsey is the better player.
Okay. Now, I just want to just point one thing out.
I don't
hate the Dempsey pick, like, whatsoever. I think he had a very good MLS career.
I think he had a very good career.
I think he had a good career, but, I mean, he was only in MLS for, like, what? 3 years, 4 years. I think he was very good in that time.
Yeah, but him and Obafemi Martins was absurd.
And then don't forget Dempsey on the Revs too. Balled out there.
True.
The Revs are a team?
Yeah, they were good at one point.
No, they had a set. Did you guys like? I saw like a 96 like first. Yeah,
Dempsey
ever
was on the bench for that game.
What?
Sorry, I thought you were talking about the Revs when they went to MLS Cup and where Dempsey was on the bench. Sorry, I cut you off. No, I apologize. No,
like the 96 jerseys, that Revs jersey is 100% the best Revs jersey. That's all I was trying to say.
That one's on me.
Nothing to do with Dempsey.
I got very excited because ESPN and stuff have been playing all like the MLS like throwback games. And it was like 04 when the Revs were playing, I can't remember. But they were in MLS Cup, and the starting striker was Taylor Twellman, and his backup was Clint Dempsey. Like, insane. So the fifth round, we saw Clint motherfucking Dempsey, DeMarcus motherfucking Beasley, and Brad motherfucking Davis, because that has been associated with him. Sam, your sixth round starts with you.
Because that has been associated.
Wait, what did you just pick? Oh, Clint Dempsey. Never mind. Continue.
Yeah, I picked Dempsey.
My brain kind of stopped.
And I'm looking for like the stats for my guy, but I can't find the guy I was gonna pick. But we're just gonna. Oh, you know what? Never mind. I'll pick him.
Later. Just don't take him. Don't worry about it.
I was gonna say. I guess I'm just not gonna pick him yet. I'll pick him later. Hopefully. So I'm just going to pick a guy, since you guys think maybe Clint Dempsey's career, not the most amazing MLS career, but a good career. Yes. I'm going to pick a guy who changed MLS as a whole altogether. Hands down, no questions asked, biggest transfer at the time, changed everything. ESPN started caring about this game again. And that's my free kick specialist, who's going to be playing on my wing, and that's David Beckham.
Damn, I thought you were going for Chris Wondolowski. Sorry.
No, I already have two strikers.
You know, but this might sound crazy to you, but David Beckham didn't make my list.
Yeah, I'm going to say the same thing. He didn't make my top four, I think, either midfielders or attacking midfielders. From a, wingers from or attacking perspective midfielders.
Of what he did for the league, he's easily warranted. But
yeah, see, guys, here's where I'm playing the long game and the short game. But the long game is that half the people that are going to vote for this on Twitter will not read.
Good point.
Or listen,
good point.
Will not listen, good. Will not read, and will just vote. And putting Beckham on just helps me.
Can I say this? If you listen to this episode and you read the tweet that has our teams on it,
and you still vote for me, you're a dick.
DM me. No, DM me. I'll send you a sticker.
Good point. Good point.
All right, Jason.
Jason, you're up, I think.
That was a gross sip of beer.
All right. Jason, you're up. This is an interesting pick time. All right, I'm going to say Jeff Agüero.
I think a very, underrated pick.
Nah, he's got to be one of the top MLS defenders.
He's up there.
I mean, and the U.S. men's national team all-time appearance leader. So that helps, too.
I thought Kobe Jones was.
I could be wrong about that. Maybe at one point it was Jeff Agüero.
Maybe.
Probably. Whatever. Sorry. My bad. Thanks, Jason.
You're good pick. He's a good soccer player.
He is a very good soccer player.
Or was. I don't know. He's probably still great now.
He could kick my ass.
I can put up a... Okay.
I am going to go with...
I love you, Jason.
I'm going to go...
It's funny, honestly.
with my second center back, the guy who is going to be playing next to Chad Marshall. And, I think this guy is also going to be, my coach on the field. He clearly is talking every single day in the media. Or not in the media, the Twitter sphere and the YouTube sphere. And he knows what he's talking about.
Jimmy Conrad. Oh, you're going for the retweets.
Jimmy Conrad, welcome. Jimmy Conrad, welcome to the side. I am not stupid. Thank you very much. But
I was gonna take him instead of Beckham. I really should have.
And also, friend of the pod, Jimmy Conrad. So if you want to go find that episode and listen to that one too, go listen to that great interview with me and Jimmy.
I am running out of defenders.
All right, so the sixth round.
I'm still working on a right back here, and it's impossible.
Sixth round, we saw David Beckham, Jeff Agüero, and Jimmy Conrad. So seventh round, I started off. It's not great right now.
Not terrible, though. There's a lot of players.
I think I need to go with my holding midfielder. And this may not be, terrible. I think, the go. Number one holding guy that people would say. But I was a very big fan of him when he was playing in Major League Soccer. And Charlie Joseph, welcome.
Love. Jason?
Yeah?
Have you ever heard of him? Because I haven't heard of him.
You've never heard of Charlie Joseph.
I've never.
Oh my god! Go watch his highlight tape.
I think you're just lost though.
Okay, it's fine. People out there who see Charlie Joseph's name, you know. That's all I'm saying.
If I have to do research to figure out if the player is good, then...
like New York.
No, he was like.
How to spell his name?
He was like older.
Yeah, what is a Charlie?
Guys. Really,
he's gonna have more Twitter followers than all of us. But still.
He played for the Revs. He had over 260 appearances for the Revs.
Dude, I only know Teal Bunbury. It's fine.
I'm just telling you.
Oh, I actually do know exactly who that. It was the guy with the dreads, right?
Yeah,
Joseph. Oh, he was a stud. You're right. No,
thank you.
Damn it, Charlie Sam.
Once you said Revs, I completely remember this guy. Like, I remember watching Revs games and seeing him play. Oh, yeah.
He would tear it out.
He was a beast.
Thank you. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Like I said, maybe not everyone's number one choice of, a holding mid, but he's my choice.
Oh, okay.
All right, Jason, you're up.
Fuck. Okay.
Just take Zlatan, man.
I mean, that's fine. That's a good pick.
Zlatan, Thierry Henry.
Did you I wrote him down just to delete him.
I wrote him down just to delete him. That you made me proud right there, Jason.
You're welcome. I'm gonna pick
a player.
Robin Fraser.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a sneaky amazing pick. I think he's like a two-time best 11 player.
Two-time defender of the year as well.
Yep.
I think he's the only one that's done that. I could be wrong though.
Jeff Agus did it too.
Oh, well, I got them both.
Yeah.
And you're grabbing the MLS head coaches too, Robin Fraser, Thierry Henry.
I got sneaky good picks here, guys. You should be worried.
Yeah, your squad's good, Jason. I'll tell you this.
Well, you're telling me.
Damn. All right. Sam. Your seventh round pick.
I need defenders. So I am going to take
CJ Brown.
I'm gonna grab him. Because this guy, at the end of his career, was playing for
CJ Brown.
Atlanta. I don't know. What? Stop that. What are you talking about?
CJ Brown, man. He's great. He actually is. He's played for the Fire for like 300 fucking games.
Tom, this is the part where Jason thinks I'm watching Fire games.
Mm-hmm. I haven't watched a Fire game since Bob Bradley was fucking.
It burns.
So, yes, fire burns, we know. Like, this guy, who's this guy? I'm going to take Bobby Boswell, MLS Defender of the Year back in 2006. Came runner-up twice, once.
Oh, nice. So you got Defender of the Year once. I have four between two players.
Now, Chad Marshall, meanwhile, has it three times, but it's fine. You don't have him.
True.
I mean, yeah, there's one more guy who has multiple Defender of the Years that we haven't picked yet, guys. But it's,
I think I know who it is.
It's like a trivia challenge, but if one of you guys actually picks him, like, I don't really think it's like a worthwhile pick.
I mean, there's also a center back out there that might be the same guy. I'm not sure that he's won a lot of trophies. So he's out there. And he left MLS. He's back. But, so the seventh round, we saw Bobby Boswell. Sam's obviously going for the Twitter votes there. Robin Fraser.
He does retweet a lot, doesn't he?
And he's funny. He's very funny on Twitter. And Charlie Joseph, the seventh round picks there. So, Sam, you want to start off the eighth round?
Here's my dilemma. Is do I go three at the back, or do I pick, like, a wing or a fullback now and just kind of say, oh god, I hope this works. I don't really have much hope. Oh god.
I think I know what I want to do with my formation.
Literally, that's like where I always lose these challenges.
It all hinges on one guy, to be completely honest, so we'll see.
Well, the guy I hate this so much right now. Hold on. Someone vamp for me while I Google him.
Give me the aces. Give me the aces that I need.
Yeah, that it's was
Alexi Lalas.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's good enough for me, right? All right, hold up. I'm finding honors. Here we go.
Please.
All right, fine. I'm gonna do it because this is dumb, but I want a center back, and then I gotta work from here. I'm going to pick Graham Zuzi. One-time MLS Cup winner, three-time U.S. Open Cup. Yep. Yeah,
you said you want a center back, and then you
picked Graham Zuzi. I picked a right back who can still work his – you know, Greg Vanney puts him wherever the fuck he wants, and that's what my DeMarcus Beasley coach
is going to do. Little Swiss Army knife action.
And maybe I'm playing like whatever the U.S. Men's National Team coach's name is, whose name escapes me.
Triple G.
Yeah, him. That's, yeah.
Greg Berhalter.
I'm really tired. And I'm going to, maybe he's like right back, but then like he goes up or like then he goes in. Like, you know, it's fine. Anyway, to justify this, yes. I don't even know how to describe this pick. One-time MLS Cup winner, three-time U.S. Open Cup winner, Two-time MLS Best 11. He's an all-star a lot. Not that I think that should be a thing anymore. But he was the MLS Breakout Player of the Year in 2011. And CONCACAF Gold Cup Best 11 in 2017. Not that that matters.
He's a good-looking dude, too. I'll give him that.
And he won two national championships for the University of Maryland, which helps me.
There you go.
So, yeah, so there we are. Graham Zuzi for – I hope he doesn't listen because I really am just like, for some reason, I picked you.
I will make sure to tag him in the tweet. Don't worry.
Dude, just – I mean, you can tag everyone. They're not going to go back and listen to me just be confused.
No, they're not. It's fine.
It's fine. All right, so I have at least three people to play defense of some kind.
Yeah. Jason, you're up with the eighth pick.
I am appalled this man is still on the board.
I'm appalled that, well, like I said, I didn't know what I was doing. So.
We're talking, let's see if you guys can guess it. 104 goals in 165 appearances. 3 MLS Cups, 1 Supporter Shield. 4-time MLS Best 11. MLS MVP, MLS Cup MVP.
You need it's a midfielder.
It's Casey Keller.
Forward. It's a forward.
Yeah, he played with so DC close. United.
He played with the LA Galaxy.
Rex Shea.
Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane's a good pick. You know, you never think about him, but he had one great career in MLS.
He had 104 goals in 165 appearances.
He was great, and he was Irish, which just means he's ginger.
Yeah.
I'm also going to say this. Robbie Keane did not make my top 6 strikers. I'm just going to
That is ridiculous.
I'll tell you who made my top 6 afters, if you want to
If you if pick you talk. Kai yeah. Kamara over Robbie Keane.
He did not make it either, I'll tell you that. So, 8. Sorry, Kai. I guess.
Although, that would have been good retweets as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kai does like the... to retweet. I've learned that this week too.
He's getting bored, so like he's starting to just tweet us.
That's fine.
That's fine. That's why I'm trying to get CJ Sapong, man. I need it.
You're trying good, man.
Someday. Right.
My 8th pick. I'm gonna go with a guy who probably should be taken with like my last round pick, but I just want to make sure I scoop up a pretty good left back before he's gone. Keith Pierce.
God, I forgot he even played in MLS. At this point, I always think of him as like
he was not on my list.
Played like in Germany and was like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, his MLS career I think is very similar to like the Clint Dempsey pick of like it was good, not great. But looking down the left backs, not a whole lot of them that I'm super confident in. So I went with Pierce. I like Heath. And maybe I went for a little social media pick too there too. I don't know.
Maybe.
You did. All right. So the 8th round, we saw Graham Zusi, Robbie Keane, and Heath Pierce. I really think Jason's running away with this draft.
I think so too.
With my 9th round pick, I am going with a guy who has quietly won a shit ton of games and won a shit ton of trophies in his career. And he is a current free agent, Steven Betashore.
Ooh.
He's still playing? Pick. Oh, shit.
He's 34, and he's been a part of, like, 3 Supporter Shield Cup teams. Like, he's been the starting right back on, like,
he's the been TFC team,
I think a San Jose team, and LAFC. So,
damn.
Steven Betashore, welcome to the squad. Jason, your 9th pick.
All right. We're going to pick. You know what? I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to pick a goalkeeper.
Ooh.
Excuse me?
Making sure you get the best one.
Dude, even I wasn't going to pick a goalkeeper until the last round.
I'm actually not I'm sure stupid. I'm going to do it. I'm between 2. Let me see.
Yeah, I'm between 2 keepers, too. Man.
Do I want to take him?
See, Jason, you taking a goalkeeper here might force someone else to take a goalkeeper sooner rather than later.
Yeah, but I also don't need to take a goalkeeper.
I mean, no one needs to take
a goalkeeper. I think there's at least 3 very good options.
That is plenty of very good options.
I'm going to take Mike McGee.
Wow. You're just going straight fire. And I'm not saying in a good way. I'm saying, like,
the team. Oh, no, you're saying... He played for the Galaxy, too.
Yeah,
he yeah, did. I thought he had a better career on the Fire. I could be wrong about that statement. I would agree. Well, you would agree. But, all right, cool. Mike McGee wow. taken for your ninth pick. Sam, your ninth pick.
So this is going to be really bad because I complain about this man almost every time I'm on this freaking show.
Oh, I think I know who it is. I'm kidding. I don't know who it is.
Ben Olsen.
Yes, it is Ben Olsen. Ben Olsen was a fantastic MLS player. Not good coach. Yep. Fantastic like MLS yeah, player,
ben
though.
Ben Olsen's really good playing game. Career, very good, very good.
Very good playing career. So I have him as like a wide midfielder.
Cool. So the ninth round, we saw Steven Betashore, Mike McGee, and Ben Olsen selected. Sam, your 10th round pick.
So here's...
Wait, who did you pick? I honestly just didn't listen.
Oh, I said Ben Olsen.
Oh, you actually did.
Yes, I said yes, Jason was right.
Oh, Jason, you're ruining all the picks out here.
I'm so sorry. I'm amazed.
All right, Tim,
sorry, you... continue. Yeah.
I like that. I was amazed. Oh my gosh, that's funny. So let's see, no, because oh shoot. My list just got really fucked up there. What'd it do? My defense is pretty much set because I hate who else is on my list right now. I'm just not thinking right. I'm not like thinking well enough to like actually pick someone else.
It's always good. It's always good.
My whatever formation I'm gonna do is just fucked.
Yeah, just take the best player available and figure it out later. That's a solid strategy.
I really think I have to, which actually isn't the worst thing I've ever done in my life, and that's Chris Wondolowski. I'm gonna take Wando, the best goal scorer in MLS history. I'll have to move like Dempsey back.
Or most quantity of goals.
There is a difference between those two statements.
See, that's right? It's fine, guys, but the numbers are there.
At the end of the day, the numbers justify.
At the end of the day, people are chasing Wando's record. It's not, oh, but Wando has the most. Yeah, but like this guy who has 20 less, like, but he was better. It's like, but Wando scored the most goals.
But when we just went by the most. Goals per game.
But well, Wando, then I have Taylor Twellman, so.
Wando missed that header.
Oh, God.
I don't know what you're talking about, actually. Please. I would never.
Did you block it out?
I tried my best to block that out.
Okay. Hi. Chris Wondolowski, the greatest goal scorer ever in MLS history, has gone to Sam. Jason, you're up with your 10th pick.
I'm between two people right now.
Okay.
I think both are very similar. I'm going to pick Miguel Almirón.
Like it. He was on my big board. Yeah. Am I wrong about this? The highest transfer out of Major League Soccer? Or is that Alfonso Davies?
Highest transfer
out. I think that's right.
It was like 21 million or something.
Yep. Oh, Davies could go up. Higher.
Davies should have gotten more.
Yeah, I mean, he can still hit, I think, like 25, but that's still, I mean, insane. And no one's going to pick Alfonso Davies, which is also insane, which probably, according to the rules we set, shouldn't be taken, but it's cool. All right, my 10th pick, my 10th round pick. Sam, I'm so happy you took Chris Wondolowski because I was stalling until someone took him so I could justify that he's my last option to take here. Joseph Martinez.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Joseph,
I think if we were going to go by the other wording that we said, or that Jason said, he is the greatest goal scorer in MLS history.
I mean, I feel like Vela, where he's at right now, has a spot to challenge it, but you have him too.
Good point. All right, so the 10th round, we saw Chris Wondolowski, Miggy Almiron.
Interesting.
And... Yeah, well, Brian McBride,
he's a good player.
Very good player. I would say he was known a little bit more for his European career too, but
McBride definitely was.
So Wando, Miggy, and Joseph Martinez all selected, and I will be finishing out my 11 players with a goalkeeper, and I'm going to be taking the greatest PK stopper in MLS history. That is Nick Raimondo.
I was not expecting you to take him.
I love me some Raimondo. All right, Jason.
I was not expecting that. Honestly, I thought you were going to take who I'm about to take.
I think I know who you're going to take.
I'm taking Tony Meola.
Yup. The pride of New Jersey.
An absolute
pride
legend.
Jersey. Does Jersey have pride?
I mean, they got Tony Meola, so that's the best thing you're going to get.
That's the best. All right. Fair enough.
Tim, your 11th pick is wide open for you to take your boy.
I'm not taking him.
Bill,
Kevin Hartman. We make jokes all the time, and yes, I do think he's really good, but like, he's still got some time left.
You're taking Kevin Hartman.
Yes, I am. Most saves in MLS history. Most minutes in MLS history. Okay. Yes. He's done that twice now.
He's played like the most games, I think. Well, at least he had when he retired.
Two MLS Cups, two Supporter Shields, and two US Open Cups, and a Goalkeeper of the Year. Dude's a stud.
Okay.
He's pretty good.
And his nickname was The Cat.
Yeah,
like,
that was
dope. The Cat, like, Gaffney, Kevin The Cat Hartman. Like, plus, two amazing goalies.
Isn't there in FIFA, like, Ultimate Team, you can apply, like, The Cat to a keeper?
I think so. Yeah.
All right. So, to give some time for you guys to start creating formations,
I have
to talk a little bit. Do you guys have any notable players that weren't selected that you want to talk about? I was a little surprised that Jeff Cunningham wasn't selected. I know we said before he was a lot of really good strikers, but like, he scored a lot of goals in MLS.
Jeff Cunningham and Brian McBride were like the two other forwards I had.
Well, none of us picked Marco Echeverry, who was an excellent goal scorer in like 90s and early 2000s MLS as well.
There's a lot of good forwards.
There were so many good forwards to pick from. I was also looking the center back that I mentioned before that I think Bocanandra? We just don't have a good taste in our mouth about. Omar Gonzalez has won a lot.
Omar Gonzalez was good, but like, I was not picking him. I'm sorry.
I'm surprised about Carlos Bocanegra. He won Defender of the Year twice.
Did he? Eichel Parra?
Yeah.
I think that was the one I was saying. I was like, Eichel Parra's won twice.
Yeah.
Eichel Parra's great, but I don't know if...
All time.
Yeah. I think he's got a couple more years. If he does it a couple more, then he'd be on one of these lists.
How are you guys feeling about Steve Ralston not getting picked? I think he's top five in MLS assists all time. I could be wrong about that. No one fact checked me.
I'm fact checking.
Kyle Beckerman.
Steve Ralston is tied for fourth all
time. I had Kyle Beckerman down. I just didn't put him down.
Ozzy Alonso.
Steve Ralston is second all time in assists.
There we go. My brain worked. 130.
Five. My God.
There's a lot of really good players selected, but there's also, I think there's a lot of good players unselected too. And, you know, I would have gone with Steve Zakuani just off pure talent alone, but he didn't do enough for me, like playing wise.
I would have said Obafemi Martins too. Oof.
I almost said Obafemi Martins, but he didn't play long enough. I mean, I guess that's with an asterisk because I picked like Miguel Almiron, but I don't know. I feel like in his 3 years, he didn't do enough. I think.
And he won a lot of trophies.
True.
Also, Matt Beisler, I think, deserves a little bit of a shout for at least
center
top
back.
10, top six. He was, for me, he was my sixth best center back.
Bradley Wright Phillips?
Yup.
Yeah.
I was looking at him.
0.5
Didier Drogba's goals to games. Not that I was going to pick Didier Drogba, no. But his goals
Drogba
to games is almost just as good as Taylor Twellman's.
Twellman's is 0.58. What is Now I'm kidding. What is Robbie Keane's? I think it's better.
All right. Do you guys want to jump into creating your lineups while Jason looks Robbie Keane's thing up?
Okay, I'm here. He has 165 appearances. And 104 goals. That's better.
Is it?
Yeah, because
But is that in the league? Because
it could be playoffs too, actually.
Yeah, because MLS or Wikipedia says he's not on the list of top 10 or top 11 with 100 goals.
Edson Buttle, that's a
throwback.
You're right.
Edson Buttle.
Interesting.
Do you guys have an idea of what your 11s are going to look like?
Guys, I just want to say I have 3 players on my team with over 100 goals. So, just saying.
I have at least two.
I have one.
Landon Donovan.
And I have 2 other guys who could do it if they played more than 2 seasons in the league. Yeah, so I have my 11 written out. I don't know if you guys do, but I can.
I do.
Jason. I don't know how proud I am with this. But.
Jason, since you have the most picks, I'm going to let you do it first.
Okay, so my goalkeeper is Robbie Keane.
Sorry, most picks. That was funny.
I'm just kidding. You missed my joke. My goalkeeper is Tony Meola.
Pride of New Jersey.
We get 3 at the back.
3 at the back. Oh, yeah, true.
We got Jeff Agus on the right.
On the right.
Robin Fraser in the middle and DeMarcus Beasley on the left.
That's
as it should be. DeMarcus Beasley.
That's a very weird back line, but sure.
Hey, don't question it. we have sort of like a – I guess my formation is like a 3-2-3-2.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. So there's like 2 holding mids, Kobe Jones and Mike McGee.
As you're holding mids?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Don't question.
Jason, are you saying like a 6 or like an 8?
Like an 8 more, but they're going to be behind these 3 players.
Can I say something real quick?
Say it.
I like the players that you selected, but looking at the list of players you selected,
how are you the coach?
There is no type of formation that you can create with these guys.
It's okay. It's okay. There's just a lot of talent out there. And
I have 11 super talented guys who are just playing out of position. It's fine.
It's 11 forwards. Don't judge me.
Talent wins games.
You know, it's close enough to 11 forwards.
It really is. All my midfielders are like midfielders.
Hang on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. If you include DeMarcus Beasley, there's 7 forwards on this team.
I love that if people like are new to MLS, they won't understand that DeMarcus Beasley definitely used to be a forward.
Or that anyway. They won't understand Kobe Jones was a stud winger, but he's playing at 6 for Jason, which is fine.
He's got to in this. Okay? Because I have... All right, let me just keep going. Stop criticizing.
Jason, you make me so happy.
This is the issue here, man. Like, my midfield
manager just... Jason. Manager Jason just killing
it. You know what we're going to do? We're going to have my midfield on a 10-minute rotation where every 10 minutes they rotate.
Shift!
It's like playing a sub-pickup game.
Honestly, that wouldn't even be that bad of an idea in theory.
Wait, does Beasley rotate forward?
What?
Does Beasley rotate forward into the attack, or does he always stay back?
He's got full range of the left side.
Okay, the left side is his side. No one else plays left. All right, sorry, Jason. Who are the 3 playing in front of Kobe Jones and Mike?
I've got Miguel Almiron and Sebastian Giovinco on the wings.
Miguel Almiron is an 8. Like, my God, he could do it.
And yeah, Almiron's on the wing, man. Don't worry.
As a 10.
Oh, Henri is the 10. Okay.
Oh God, I hurt.
Yeah, you're honestly hurting me right now, Jason.
I hurt because I'm laughing, but like
I don't know if All right, fine. Switch Miggy and Henri.
That's not what I would have switched, but it's fine.
Yeah, I know. Cool. You would want Giovinco as the 10, but it's okay.
No, I would have switched Miggy and Kobe Jones, but okay.
Oh, that's fine. I'm not doing that, though.
So Henri on the wing, Giovinco on the wing, and Miggy in the middle. And who are the two forwards up top?
Robbie Keane and Jaime Moreno.
There you go. Jason, you know, if you don't win, I'll be surprised.
Good.
How would you be surprised? You guys just criticized my team.
No, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
You're the worst.
Right. Team's the best. So I'm gonna run down your team really quickly so everyone has a full understanding.
Please do.
Jason is running a 3-2-3-2 formation. The goalkeeper in net is Tony Meola. The back three is DeMarcus Beasley, Robin Fraser, and Jeff Aggers.
I'm literally crying right now. Oh my God, I gotta stand the two, up.
The two holding midfielders are Kobe Jones and Mike McGee. The three playing in front of them are Thierry Henry on the one wing, Miguel Almiron in the middle, and Sebastian Giovinco on the other wing. And the two forwards are Jaime Moreno and Robbie Keane. All right. I don't know. I'm speechless. Sam, do you want me to go or do you want to pick your 11?
Guys, I'm literally standing. I'm going to have to take a break. I'll be back in an hour.
Fuck, I can't breathe.
All right, so that means I'll go. That's fine. Oh, all right. God.
That was incredible. You start to see it's
2-3-2. I don't even know what you just said. But I'm gonna pretend it was something nice.
It was very nice, Jason. You're a genius.
You know, this is why I get the reviews that say, "Man, Jason's really funny." Because you guys are a bunch of shit for everything we do.
This is why we get the reviews we do is because Jason's really funny doing this. I'm seeing tears down my face right now.
I got it. I'm gonna throw out my 11, Sam. You can just finish it up with yours. I'm gonna run a normal 4-3-3, not a 3-2-3-2. In net, I have Nick Raimondo. My left back is Heath Pierce. Chad Marshall and Jimmy Conrad are my center backs with Steven Betashore on the right. My defensive midfielder is Charlie Joseph with Brad Davis and Preki playing in front of him. And then my front three is Donovan on the left, Josef Martinez at striker, and Carlos Vela on the right. Sam, you're starting 11, please.
So Tom's like... You know,
why do you do this? Tom is so practical about everything.
It makes sense. Like, I was picking players and shit. Oh, God, I'm still wiping tears away.
What do you mean? So yeah, Tom's makes sense. I'm out here just fucking putting a team together based on all my strikers.
Yeah. Oh, I'm more impressed with your team.
Yes, I'm way more impressed with your team, Jason.
I can't tell if you guys are giving me shit or, like, actually being truthful.
What? I absolutely love the team you put together.
You're the worst.
I can't wait to see Tom have to put that on Twitter.
I have to. And I have to tag some of these people too.
Some of those people just be like, whatever, retweet. Kobe Jones is gonna tweet you back and be like, the fuck did you do?
Kobe Jones is like, why the fuck am I playing defensive midfield?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, like, but it's rotating.
Didn't want the eights.
I'll make sure I note rotating. Okay? I'll write notating. It's
a triangle, guys. It's a triangle. Oh, Jesus. I love it. All right. I'm ready because mine is not any better. So, mine is a 3-4-1-2 because that's a formation.
I mean, it is actually, I think.
Is it? I don't know. You can probably play it on FIFA, though, so that counts.
Definitely counts.
All right, so in goal, Kevin the Cat Hartman. So, stud in net, like, meow. He's like, you got enjoy the Cat Gaffney. Right? Only comes in if, what'd you say?
I said you got the first pick, right? Placement.
Yeah, right. So, we split the goalie in goal. All right, so my back three is Eddie Pope. Sorry, I got some indigestion there from all that beer. Eddie Pope, Bobby Boswell. Eddie Pope's going to be in the middle. Bobby Boswell on the left and Graham Zuzi on the right of a back three. Then my four midfielders, I have David Beckham out wide right, Ben Olsen out wide left, Actually, flip that. Flip that. David Beckham wide left. Down. Then erase it.
Trust me, I had like six times.
Dude, right, so, Tom, haven't you been standing this whole time in your whiteboard? So, like,
yeah,
it should be easy. Yep.
I'm writing Jason, and erasing. Don't worry.
I'm the last one to stand up because Jason stood up because he was laughing. Tom's been standing up this whole time, guys. For those listening at home.
So you have Vex on the left, Olsen on the right.
You really wanted to live stream this. I love that.
Yeah, that was this a bad idea.
It would have been horrible. You'd realize. Oh my god.
It would have been incredible if we could have done it, honestly. I'm going to have two sixes, you know, two guys who can kind of go.
Hey, like my team.
They're not like your team. You had two freaking eights. You have two sixes.
Oh, you're right. Fuck.
Different. I'm going to Carlos Valderrama and Dwayne De Rosario. My number 10 is Clint Dempsey because I just kind of want him as close to my forwards as I can get, because it's pretty much like a big triangle of forwards with Taylor Twellman and Chris Wondolowski up there. Twellman more is that speed guy. Wando is, at this point in his career, the my target man for Beckham and Olsen to whip in those crosses for, and Dempsey to just do whatever the fuck he wants. Probably body someone up and then write a rap about it and then tell them that they're shit. That's pretty much
rip up the ref's book.
Oh, dude, that I'm not going to lie. If it wasn't for the fact that they then lost that game, that was such a baller move.
What a legend. All
right. So I'll run through, Sam. I'll run through your 11 real quick so everyone understands. Kevin Hartman in net, Eddie Pope, Bobby Boswell, and Graham Zusi on the back line. David Beckham, Carlos Valderrama, Dwayne De Rosario, Ben Olsen in the midfield, Clint Dempsey playing in front of them, and then up top, Taylor Twellman and Chris Wondolowski. All right, so I'm going to throw this on social media. You guys can vote or just comment if you just want to comment about Jason's amazing 3-2-3-2.
I'm so excited to lose another draft.
All right, do you guys have anything you want to say before we sign off?
Vote all you people who are going to ask us why we didn't include their favorite player. Oops.
Vote for Pedro.
Your name is Jason.
Jason, you got a name.
What'd you say?
Tom. Me?
Or sorry, me. I was gonna say now you have to edit like a vote for Pedro and just take out Pedro and write Jason.
I'm gonna intentionally have them vote for Pedro and then we're gonna accidentally have Pedro as the mayor.
Throw a Pedro option on there.
Oh, Pedro. His is the most logical.
I mean, yeah. Trust me. It's looking at hard. Our teams, it is. All right. Thank you guys for listening. I hope everyone's staying safe during this quarantine. And make sure you guys stay at home. Thank you to all the medical professionals out there doing their diligence in trying to get everything back to normal as soon as possible. And we'll probably see you guys in another 2 weeks. So enjoy this episode. Go back and listen to our previous two.
Thanks for laughing with us.
Or at us. If you didn't laugh with us, I'm sorry, because that was funny.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Maybe they laughed at us.
Jason?
Yeah.
You can cut the episode.
Oh, shit. I forgot I was the one doing this. All right. Peace, homies.